This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد في الأولين. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد في الآخرين. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد في الملأ الأعلى إلى يوم الدين. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. We continue with lecture number 5, explaining Surah Tabarak alladhi biyadihi al-mulk, Surah al-Mulk. Glad tidings, ya ikhwa, to those who understand this particular chapter and they strive to act upon the meanings learned or derived from those 30 verses. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, given that glad tidings, and he identified a certain virtue for this particular chapter, that it's a protector from the punishment in the grave. يقول ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه كنا نسمي تبارك الذي بيده الملك في عهد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالمانعة من عذاب القبر. We used to describe Surah Tabarak during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we used to say about it, the protector from the punishment in the grave during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today, inshallah, 3 verses, just 3 verses, but very heavy load, very, yani, rich, wealthy in meanings. إن الذين يخشون ربهم بالغيب لهم مغفرة وأجر كبير وأسروا قولكم أو اجهروا به إنه عليم بذات الصدور ألا يعلم من خلق وهو اللطيف الخبير. These are the 3 verses which we will inshallah begin explaining. Verily, indeed, those who have khashyah. Of course, the only word in English is fear. And that's, you know, where you can't just rely on translations, because there is a big difference between al-khawf wal-khashyah. There is a big difference between khawf and khashyah. But the English language can only accommodate what? There is no such a thing called khashya. You have to describe what khashya is. And this is, yakhwa, what gives Islam number one always. Why? Because you can always go back to the origin. Like, let's say somebody translated khashya to be fear. You can go back and study Arabic and learn what khashya is. But compare this with the other religions in existence. The Old Testament, for example, where is the original of the Old Testament? It doesn't even exist. So they really use a copy from a copy from a copy. They just keep copying from a copy. But we copy from what? From what? Original. We go back to what? The original, the Quran. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَيْبِ. Indeed, those who have خَشْيَة. But again, the word in English, fear. Bil ghaybi. The scholars, they say, bi here in that context means fi ghaybatihim, while they are away from the people. So they have that fear of Allah when they are alone, not amongst the people, not around the people. the khashya is really counted when you're by yourself. Do you have that khashya or no? إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَيْبِ. Or another meaning of this, they do not see Allah. Allah غَائِبٌ عَنْهُمْ. We do not see Allah. And this is what is meant by الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ, those who believe what? بِالْغَيْبِ. They believe in things that their senses do not see, do not recognize. They don't touch, they don't see it, but they believe it. And we do this in other things, you know. We believe there is electricity running in these wires, right? Have you ever seen electricity? I mean, you touched it, but you believe it. It's there. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَيْبِ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ. They will receive forgiveness. Ya ikhwa, it's so important. In spite of that status, you know, خَشْيَةُ اللَّهِ بِالْغَيْبِ, that you have that khashya in Allah, is one of the highest status in Islam. اللي هي منزلة الإحسان. The status of الإحسان. A lot of us are familiar with the answer the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam given to Jibreel when he came in that human form and he left his angelic form, and he came and he sat with the Sahaba and he asked the three famous questions. What is Islam? What is Iman? He asked a question about what? What is the third question? Al-Ihsan. What he knows what? What the answer was given? What? أن تعبد الله كأنك ترى. There is actually a wording, أن تخشى الله كأنك ترى. That you have khashya in Allah as if you see Allah. If you do not attain that act which is done by the heart, because we know that we cannot see Allah in this dunya, then at least you need to recognize that Allah sees you. Allah sees you. You can't run, you can't hide from Allah. Allah knows where you are. He can do it. In spite of this, they still need what? Lahum, what is the reward? They still need what? Maghfira, that means they have shortcomings. And this confirms what we said yesterday, that you cannot be perfect. You can't. And you're not expected to be perfect, by the way. You can't, and you're not supposed to. Or what matters is you're striving to be a good person. لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَأَجْرٌ كَبِيرٌ. And a great reward. Tremendous reward. Then comes in, وَأَسِرُّوا قَوْلَكُمْ. Now if you disclose or you conceal what you say, Allah knows it. أَوْجْهَرُوا بِهِ. Allah knows what is in your inner self, the innermost. يَعْلَمُ السِّرَّ. He knows the secret and what? What is next? وَأَخْفَى. What is أَخْفَى مِنَ السِّرِّ? What is أخفى من السر? What secret is something that is أخفى, is something that is what? Hidden. يعلم السر وأخفى. And then comes in that question. Come on. ألا يعلم من خلق? Subhanallah, يخوة, when somebody makes something, and if this thing doesn't work, who do you go to? You go back to him. Come on, fix that thing. You made it. Fix it. أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقُ. You made it. بِاللَّهِ عَلَيْكُ. When you buy a Honda, do you get a Toyota manual to sustain your car, or you get a Honda manual? The Honda supplies the manual, right? Because Honda made it. They know. أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقُ وَهُوَ اللَّطِيفُ الْخَبِيرُ. He is the subtle, Latif min al-diqqa, the gentle, the kind, al-khabir, the all-acquainted, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the general meanings. Let's understand those three verses in context of the whole chapter. And we like to do that, because the whole chapter is one block, but is broken into small ones. The first of them, and this is kind of a revision, and I'll do it quickly, We detail this in these previous four lectures. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is confirming that He is the King. He is the owner. تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير. Now look at you. Created you and me. Created jinn and ins. ليبلوكم. هو الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم. So He created us. That's the purpose, to be tested. Now the test applies to only two races in this universe: Adam and his children and the jinn. Because those the only two creations or two creatures of Allah. Allah giving them what is known to be the freedom to choose. اللي هي الأمانة. But the rest of the creation of Allah are in a state of submission unwillingly. They don't have a choice. They don't have a choice. إِنَّ عَرَضْنَا الْأَمَانَةَ عَلَى السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَالْجِبَالِ الأمانة is the freedom to choose. فَأَبَيْنَا أَن يَحْمِلْنَهَا وَأَشْفَقْنَا مِنْهَا وَحَمَلَهَا الْإِنسَانُ إنه كان ظلوما جهولا. So you and me, beside the jinn kind, that race, are here to be tested. The scholars categorized the tests, which we go through, into two types. One type pertaining to the qadr, relevant to the qadr, things which Allah ordained upon you. Upon me, we have no choice. Did you choose your mother? Come on, answer me. Did you choose your father? Did you choose your birthplace? You didn't. You didn't even choose your name. Isn't that amazing? And you know what? Subhanallah, also the end. You have no choice over it. The place where you will die, how you will die, when will you die, you have no say either about it. الهو القدر ما هو. We read Hadith ibn Mas'ud في صحيح الإمام مسلم that the creation of one of you is 40 days نطفة then علقة, 40 days then مضغة, after 120 days ملك الأرواح, the angel of the souls comes and breathes the soul and he writes what? يكتب ماذا? What does he write? The four things. How long you will live. Your rizq, your provision. Shaqiyun am sa'id. Rich يعني miserable basically, or happy. What's the fourth one? Wa'amaluhu. And what you're gonna do? So now, how to entertain such a test? You have two servitudes, two ubudiyah, ubudiyatan. When you are given good things, be grateful. Say alhamdulillah, shukr lillah. And when you are inflicted with something that you think, again, you think it's bad because it's not bad. If you actually hang in there and wait, you're going to find it's good. But if you consider it bad, then be patient. You pass that test. And this is what is meant in one hadith. It was actually quoted in one hadith. عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ فَإِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ لَهُ خَيْرٌ. The lifestyle of a believer is out of this world. It's all good. When he is given something good, he's grateful. And when he's inflicted with a calamity, he's patient. خلاص, you pass that test. Here is the most difficult test. اللي هو الابتلاء الشرعي. That's where the area we spoke about, that you have a choice. You have a choice to worship Allah or not to worship Allah. Come to the salah, let me think about it. You have a choice there. And this is actually where a lot of people are flunking it. Unfortunately. I mean, look at the ratio. In the Day of Judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hadith Abi Sa'id fil Bukhari, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to Adam, our father, Ya Adam, O Adam, أخرج بعث النار. Take out all of mankind that are standing in the land of gathering. O Adam, take out from your offspring the people who are supposed to go to hell. وما بعث النار يا رب. Who are those? من كل ألف تسعمائة وتسعة وتسعون. Out of each thousand, 999. The hadith, by the way, there is, يعني يأجوج والمأجوج are there, and يعني I don't want to sidetrack here, but the ratio is there, is high. Really, we're not going to have a real estate problem in Jannah. You need to understand this. That's the one thing that you don't need to worry about. There will be a lot of place for you, inshallah, but you just have to work for it. This test, unfortunately, is the difficult one. Why it's difficult? Because you have a choice. The first one, really, you don't have a choice. But you have a choice. Add to this, you have three enemies who are after you. They don't want you to submit. They don't. The first one that we spoke about yesterday, في خطبة الجمعة لي, النفس. Your nafs lies now. إن النفس لأمارة بالسوء. Shaitan, of course, he's on a mission. And he uses the jinn. He doesn't want you to submit. He doesn't want you to pray. He doesn't, shaitan is there. And the bad friends you hang around with, اللي هو شياطين الإنس. So you have three enemies. Now, subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after presenting that test to us, He started talking immediately about the punishment for those who refrain from submission, from the jinn and from the ins. And this is what we explained last week, or last lecture. وَلَقَدْ زَيَّنَّا السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا بِمَصَابِيحَ وَجَعَلْنَاهَا رُجُومًا لِلشَّيَاطِينَ وَأَعْتَدْنَا لَهُمْ عَذَابَ السَّعِيرِ. الشياطين who disobey Allah, the shooting stars are going to kill them in this world, and they will have a painful punishment in the hereafter. Comes in the ins, the human. وَلِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ عَذَابُ جَهَنَّمَ وَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرِ. And those who disbelieved in the Lord, they will have the punishment of hell, and what is an awful abode this is. Then comes in the reward. And that's the context of our verse. Then comes in this verse. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the punishment of those who refuse to pass the second test, the test about Islam, the test about submission, the test where you have the freedom of choice. He also going to talk about those who do and what is their reward. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَيْبِ. Like we said, ya ikhwa, there is a difference between الخشية والخوف. وهذا كلام الشيخ ابن عثيمين, يعني من بركة العلم دائما يا إخوة تنسبه إلى قائله, يعني what gives the knowledge more بركة when you attribute it to the one who said it, يعني he deserves that. قالوا, or he said, الشيخ رحمه الله, الخشية تكون مع العلم والخوف يكون مع الجهل, ولذا قال الله تعالى إنما يخشى الله من عباده هو العلماء. وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم في حديث الرهط, لأنا أعلمكم بالله وأشدكم له خوفا ولا خشية؟ خشية. فالخشية تأتي مع العلم. خشية is the fear with knowledge, that you know who you're fearing. بس خوف الجاهل تاني, ده everybody is afraid, but he is ignorant of who Allah is. المخشي عليه يدنوه. وذلك خشية المؤمن, the khashya of the believer increases him in faith. وخوف الجاهل يبعده عن الله بل قد ييأسه. You understand what I just said? The khashya, the more khashya you have, the more iman what? But the jahil, the fear of the ignorant of Allah could actually make him despair. Because fear is dangerous. Fear can actually cause you to despair. فهذا هو يعني the big difference between الخشية تكون من الله, which is the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يا إخوة, says في الحديث الإلهي وعزتي وجلالي by my might and glory لا أجمع على عبدي خوفين ولا أمنين. I will not make my slave experience two fears or two securities. فمن خافني في الدنيا أمنته يوم القيامة. Whoever have خوف خشية from me in this dunya, he will be granted security in the day of judgment. ومن أمنني في الدنيا أخفته يوم القيامة. And whoever have that security, he doesn't know. You know, he doesn't care. Salah, he doesn't care. He's a... Listen, Islam, ya ikhwa, establishes both targhib wa tarhib. There is a lollipop and there is what? A stick. Islam, Jannah and Nar. Hakadha. If you have khashya in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, indeed, what is al-khashya, ya ikhwa? اللي هي منزلة المراقبة. That you know Allah is watching you. ولذلك one of the scholars from the predecessors, he explained this and he said, for you to develop that khashya or that status of ihsan, شوف هذه, إذا عملت عملا فاذكر نظر الله إليك. When you do something, remember Allah is looking at you. وإذا قلت قولا, and when you say a word, فاذكر سمع الله فيك أو منك. When you utter a word, remember Allah is going to hear that word. And when you're silent, وإذا سكت فاذكر علم الله فيك والله يعلم ما في أنفسكم فاحذروه. هذه شوف الثلاثة دول. that you have that attitude, and that really, what if you structure your life this way, you're done. Well, I shared with you the author, I think last time, but I shared it again in that context. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma wa mawla nafi'. Abdullah ibn Umar was very famous for freeing slaves. He would actually go and free a lot of slaves from slavery. But subhanAllah, he would only choose those dayin, yani, the people, the one with the religion. And he would actually try to test them. See their aqeedah, their iman. He took his mawla nafi'. Mawla, yani, someone who serves him, and they went to the desert. The Arabs they used to do this, called ta'ris, that you go out, you live that luxury life. It's like us going and spending some nomad week somewhere, you know, go camping. And so here he is in the desert, and he sees the shepherd coming down with his flock of sheep. Abdullah ibn Umar looked at him and he said, "Ara'i ghana min ant? Are you a shepherd?" He said, "Yes." "Qala bi'ni sha? Sell me one of these sheep. We need to eat." "Qala inni mamluk wa hadi li sayyidi. I am enslaved and that flock belongs to my master. Here is the test. Bi'ni sha, sell me one of them, wa qul li sayyidika akalaha adh-dhi'bu, and tell your master that the wolf ate it." Look what the slave said. وَأَيْنَ اللَّهُ I can do that, but فِينَ اللَّهُ Where is Allah? هذا يا وَأَيْنَ اللَّهُ والله يا إخوة, if we all apply this with anything that we do in our lives, where is Allah? Where is Allah from? Allah is looking at you. Allah is hearing you. وَأَيْنَ اللَّهُ Abdullah ibn Umar, by the way, يعني we read that he in the morning he freed him, he purchased the flock, he gave it to him. He did something more. يعني. He that's yours. الخشية هذه الخشية هذه هي منزلة الإحسان. When you say something, remember Allah hears you. Didn't the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم tell us that إِنَّ الرَّجُلَ لَيَتَكَلَّمُ بِالْكَلِمَةِ مِنْ سَخَطِ اللَّهِ لَا يُلْقِي لَهَا بَالًا فَتَهْوِ بِهِ فِي النَّارِ سَبْعِينَ خَرِيفًا. Sometimes you say a word. A kalima could be a sentence. يعني. Kalima is anything that is meaningful. You say a word, one meaningful sentence or paragraph or whatever it is. مِنْ سَخَطِ اللَّهِ لا يلقي له. He's not paying attention that this is and it will be the reason for him to fall into hell, and the falling down would take 70 years. اذكر. Remember, when you say something, Allah listens to you. Allah hears you. وعندنا قصة إخوة عجيبة أوردها ابن جرير الطبري وابن أبي حاتم في تفسيرهم أثر ابن عباس, سعيد بن جبير عن أثر ابن عباس في تفسير قوله تعالى في سورة آل عمران, in explaining the verse in آل عمران, لقد سمع الله قول الذين قالوا إن الله فقير ونحن أغنياء. What is the story? One day أبو بكر الصديق رضي الله عنه stopped by the weekend school of the Jews in Medina, and he found one of their Jewish rabbis, his name is Finhas. He's sitting down and they are surrounding him and يعني learning from him the Torah. It seems like Abu Bakr يعني knew him, so he approached him and he said, وَيْحَكَ يَا فِنْحَاس أَسْلِمْ يَا فِنْحَاس أَسْلِمْ. He's calling him to Islam. Yeah. لَقَدْ عَلِمْتَ, you know that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is written in the Torah. أَسْلِمْ. فَفِنْحَاس said, I'm not going to believe in a God who makes it unlawful for us to deal in usury and he makes it lawful for himself. هذا الكلام بقى اللي من سخط الله. يعني شوف, maybe the translation is not as accurate as Arabic. أحل لنفسه الربا وحرمه علينا. He makes it unlawful for us to deal in usury. Meanwhile, he made it lawful for himself. What is he talking about, إخوة? He's talking about the verse, من ذا الذي يقرض الله قرضا حسنا فيضاعفه له أضعافا كثيرة. This is why, by the way, one of the conditions for a person to do tafsir of the Quran, that his aqidah must be solid. Don't ever accept tafsir of somebody, his aqidah is what? The problem with this guy is he's a Jews, they have the aqidah of that God cries and it's written in their books, and he actually regrets the fact that he created the human, and he wrestles with the human. He's talking about a human. But look, someone, by the way, there is a companion whose name is Abu Dahdah. He heard the same verse. The same verse. He came out of his wealth. He used to have a garden, hadiqa, 600 trees. When he heard this verse, أَيَطْلُبُ اللَّهُ مِنِّي الْقَرْضِ, Allah is asking me for a goodly loan. أُشْهِدُكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ حَدِيقَتِي لِلَّهِ. He heard the same verse, but he has a good what? Good what? Straight what?
aqeedah. That's why be careful when you hear somebody making tafsir, check his what kind of, because he's هذا مقولة علي وعمر القرآن حمال ذو وجوه. The Quran, you could take it out of context. Be careful. Here is Abu Bakr al-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, the calm, the quiet, he lost it. He hit him. He actually hit him. I mean, come on, man. I mean, somebody, I mean, if you insult Allah like this, that's why, by the way, we're not supposed to insult the idols in front of the people, yeah. وَلَا تَسُبُّ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ فَيَسُبُّ اللَّهِ. And you don't want that. Don't curse their idols, because this will lead مَفْسَدَ أَكْبَر. It will lead to what? A greater harm, which is what? People are going to insult Allah. You don't do that. فَيَسُبُّ اللَّهَ عَدْوًا بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. Because if you love Allah and somebody insult Allah in front of you, you're going to get upset. And this is why, you know, non-Muslims do not understand sometimes how furious Muslims are when they insult the Messenger of Allah. And you guys here, we are making jokes of all these messengers, even Jesus. We make jokes of him, and he can't handle a joke about your messenger. They don't grasp that. الشاهد في الحاس went to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said, صاحبك ضربني. Complaining, يعني. Your friend hit me. فالرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم looked at Abu Bakr and asked him why. He said, يا رسول الله, he said so and so and so and so. He said, no, I did not do it. I did not say that. Look, الصديق يا إخوة. الصديق. Abu Bakr الإيه؟ الصديق. He's not going to lie. Jibreel comes down. لقد سمع الله قول الذين قالوا إن الله فقير ونحن أغنياء. Allah has heard it. Again, I'm quoting the whole story in context of what, that when you say something, huh? Remember that Allah is what? Allah hears you. Allah hears everything that you say. سنكتب ما قالوا. Allah has heard what Finhas said. سَنَكْتُبُ مَا قَالُوا وَقَتْلَهُمُ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ بِغَيْرِ حَقٍ وَنَقُولُ ذُوقُ عَذَابَ الْحَرِيقِ. That shows you that the verse in context of the Jews. قَتْلَهُمُ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ اللي هم بني إسرائيل يعني. فرب العالمين يسمع. Even what you're thinking about, يا إخوة. وَإِذَا جَاءُوكَ حَيَّوكَ بِمَا لَمْ يُحَيِّكَ بِهِ اللَّهِ. Again, we're talking about them. And when they come to you, O Muhammad, they will greet you with something that Allah did not institute. What did they say to the Prophet when they greeted him? The hadith, hadith Aisha, المشهور. أَسَّامُ عَلَيْكَ. أَسَّامُ, death upon you. They say to the Prophet, death upon you. شوف. ويقولون في أنفسهم شاف. they didn't say لولا يعذبنا الله بما نقول. يعني the thought occurred to them. يعني they thought about, they said this in themselves, Allah is not going to punish us for this. And Allah said, you thought about this. Again, Allah hears you. Allah hears you. إن الذين يخشون ربهم بالغيب لهم مغفرة وأجر كبير. يا إخوة, beside the مغفرة, I want to tell you something. If you attain that status of إحسان, Allah سبحانه وتعالى will empower you on earth. Because they broke down الإحسان into three areas. الإحسان مع الله, الإحسان مع الخلق, والإحسان في صنعتك. That you're محسن with Allah, and that's what we explained so far. You know that Allah hears, He sees, He knows. But محسن مع الخلق, what is الإحسان مع الخلق? What is being محسن with الخلق, with people? يعني, I don't know if this was established or not, but like the Christians say, what, by the way, slapping on the face is not Islamic, right? It's haram to do that. But what do you do? والكاظمين الغيظة والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين. That you let go. You let go. Allah, one of the best things that you can do with people. The scholars, they say, if you want to be muhsin with the people, apply the three beautiful things. What are the three beautiful things? They were mentioned in the Quran. الصبر الجميل, الصفح الجميل, الهجر الجميل. فاصبر صبرا جميلا. What is the صبر الجميل? That you don't whine, like most of the American kids these days. اصبر. Complain, by the way, go ahead and complain. But complain to who? To who? To who? إنما أشكو بثي وحزني إلى الله. ويعقوب قالها. Didn't يعقوب say it? The one who وجاءوا على قميصه بدم كذب قال بل سولت لكم أنفسكم أمرا فصبر جميل. هذا هو الصبر الجميل. الصفح الجميل, فاصفح الصفح الجميل. What is الصفح الجميل? What is الصفح الجميل? Someone wrongs you, you make up with them, you don't rebuke them. Oh, Sheikh, I did this, forgot it. Don't worry about it. It's okay. And they're gonna try actually to bring up, but I did. It's okay. It's okay. Just forget it. خلاص. Gone. Forgot it. Just leave it. Okay? Move on. Move on. Come on. But you know when somebody goes, oh, remember you did this? On that day you did this. On that day you did. And by the way, a lot of the people sometimes even they forgive you. They say, okay, I forgive you. And the following day or the next encounter, they bring it back up. I thought this was already done. And this is normally, I don't know if we have sisters or not, this is normally with the wives. You know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he addressed the women in but not the believing, not the sisters who pray with us. Be careful here. يا معاشر النساء تصدقنا. Oh, معاشر النساء, give صدقة. فإني رأيتكن أكثر أهل النار. I saw you the majority of the dwellers of hell. One of the women, by the way, the hadith of Abbas in Bukhari, one of the women actually followed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What is wrong, ya Rasulullah? Why? قال تكفرنا العشير وتكفرنا الإحسان لو أحسن إليكن الرجل الدهر كله. شوف, imagine this, that you're going by the book, the whole what? الدهر. And then you mess up one time. Then you will say, ما رأينا, لقلتن ما رأينا منك خيرا قط. تعرف, you wipe away everything with. لا, okay, let's get out of this area because the sisters are gonna rally after Asha. But again, sisters, we're talking about the other women who are not believing. Alhamdulillah. الهجر الجميل, if patience and forgetting people all the time, here you are, you're patient and they mess up with you and you're forgiving, you're letting go, is not working, then there is what? هجر الجميل, خلاص, السلام عليكم يا جماعة. مش يلا, مع السلام. Let go. خلاص. هذا هو هذا الإحسان مع الناس. الإحسان في الصنعة. Whatever you do. إن الله كتب الإحسان على كل شيء. الله legislated ihsan, excellence in everything that you do. فَإِذَا ذَبَحَ فَلْيُحْسِنِ الذِّبْحَ. When you slay an animal, do it good. When you do a job, do it good. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ إِذَا عَمِلَ أَحَدُكُمْ عَمَلًا أَن يُتْقِنَ. Imagine if you have those three, you're going to be empowered in earth. And we have a living example. Who did them? Who did them? Who did them? Yusuf. He was alone with the woman inside the room. أحسن مع الله ولا لا؟ What did he do? معاذ الله. هيت لك. Imagine. والله يا إخوة, the scholars came up with 15 excuses that can be given to Yusuf if would he have fallen. والعياذ بالله, he did not. Would he have fallen into that sin? Young man, he's a stranger, he's not from Egypt. He's been invited. Normally, the person would invite the women, but he's being invited. Imagine, شِلَقْ وَغَلْ مش غَلْ. The verb is غَلَقَ. غَلَقَ. But this is غَلْ. That means what? The living room. All time. Can. And she's saying, hey, and she's the Sayyida. Sayyida, she owns him. She owns him, literally. قالت هيت لك. معاذ الله. And I shared this with you before, that actually in Israeliyat, whether we believe it or we lie it, we don't know, that Zulaykha, the Egyptian women, and this, by the way, when they come after Egyptian women, so the Egyptian women, they always say, guys, stay away from us, we only go after prophets. So, you know, that's our standard here. Yani, we gotta give this to the Egyptian women, come on. When they used to worship idols, so when she's in the room, and she used to have an idol next to her bed. So she took her clothes off and she's covering the idol, the head of the idol, the eyes. So Yusuf is telling her, what are you doing? She said, I don't want my God to see me. She's talking about an idol here. He said, well, my Allah sees you. He sees me. I can't do this with Allah. لا تدركه الأبصار وهو يدرك الأبصار وهو اللطيف الخبير. So, فإحسان مع الله. طب إحسان مع الخلق. مع الخلق. Ideally, his own brothers. Imagine what they did. Can you imagine your own brothers throw you in a, actually, they were entertaining the idea of killing you. اقتلوا يوسف. They throw you into a well in a desert. They sold you as a slave. لا تثريب عليكم اليوم يغفر الله لكم. Sana, look how he managed the crisis in Egypt. The 7 years and the 7 years of plague. How he managed it. اجعلني على خزائن الأرض إني حفيظ عليم. He did. That's why he was empowered in earth. Before the maghfirah, actually you get this world. You get this world. لهم مغفرة وأجر كبير. What is the great reward? اللي هو الإيه؟ الجنة. Subhanallah, يا إخوة, you always find you getting Jannah comes after the maghfirah. Always. وسارعوا إلى جنة. Hasten to what? Maghfirah. وسارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة. So before you get the Jannah, you have to obtain what? Expiation, the maghfirah. غفور رحيم. Not رحيم غفور. The order is the significance of the order of the two names of Allah put together is غفور. Allah is forgiving. That's what you need to get in order to get what? رحيم. For you to get رحيم, you must get what? تواب رحيم. It comes after it. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَيْبِ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَأَجْرٌ كَبِيرٌ وَأَسِرُّوا قَوْلَكُمْ أَوْ اجْهَرُوا بِهِ. Ibn Abbas narrated that this verse was revealed regarding the disbelievers. The disbelievers in Mecca. When they were talking with one another, of course they were cursing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and cursing the Muslims and cursing Islam and cursing Allah. So they said to one another, let's do this in secret. So the Lord of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam would not know about it. Allah revealed the verse, وَأَسِرُّوا قَوْلَكُمْ أَوْ اجْهَرُوا بِهِ إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ. Whether you disclose what you're saying or keep it in secret, Allah knows about it. Other scholars, by the way, explain the verse that the believers are being addressed by it, because it goes after those who have fear in Allah. They have khashya in Allah. So, as if Allah is telling you, give precedence to the things that you can do in secret. يعني خلي لك عمل كده سر. Always, يا إخوة, try to do something, one act in secret. Don't talk about it. Don't let anyone know about it. وأسر سر. Really what matters is between you and Allah. ولذلك شوف في السبعة, look at the seven, who will be shaded under the throne of Allah. سبعة يظلهم الله في ظله. شوف, رجل ذكر الله خاليا ففاضت عينه. You cry in front of the people. When you're alone and you remember Allah, and you shed tears. But look at the next one now. Look at the next one. ورجل أنفق بيمينه. Someone who spent with his right, that his left did not know. This is what meant. He did it in secret. Because when you give in front of the people, this, it's permissible to do this, by the way. There is nothing wrong with it. But really what is meant by this particular individual, that he doesn't know who received his sadaqah. Is not only in secret, that you do not know to whom you given the sadaqah. Ma huwa, when you give someone a sadaqah, عينك عليت علي. من الآخر زي ما نقول في مصر كده. كل ما تقابله, مش ده الواد اللي اديته 20 جنيه من شوية, زاك يا واد عامل ايه تعال. Even though you given it, you had some, but خلاص عليت علي. But when you give, وعندنا حديث يا إخوة عجيب. يعني we close with this inshallah, اللي هو ايه, الرجل الاسرائيلي من بني اسرائيل, he said I want to give a sadaqa in secret that no one knows. He went out at dark, he put his sadaqa in the hand of somebody, he went home. In the morning the whole town started saying, what, a prostitute received a sadaqa. He didn't know that he given it to a prostitute. Said, man, here I am. He actually considered this to be like a sign that his act was not accepted. The following day he said, okay, I'm going to try again tonight. So he went out at night, dark, pitch dark. He met somebody. Again, he doesn't want to know who received his sadaqah. That's his intention. That's where the hand, the left did not know. That he did not know. In the morning, the whole town started saying, a thief, haramiyan, received the sadaqah. It's like... The third day, he gave it to somebody. So the whole town started saying, what, the richest man in town received the sadaqah. He said, I'm done, خلاص. That's too much. الحديث يا إخوة, الحديث ده في معنى عجيب. But you really need, you know, like غواص, you have to dig to grasp it. You have to think to grasp it. But he's upset. Allah sent to him an angel. And this would happen with Bani Israel, by the way. Yani an angel comes to, Ya hadha, O so and so, your sadaqah, the 3 times was accepted. This woman was doing this because she was needing money. Now this money sufficed her, she's done. She's not going to do this anymore. That means that was a big sadaqah. The second one, the thief, he was stealing because of what? في ناس بتسرق يا إخوة في بعض النساء بيزنين بسبب الحاجة وذلك مؤسسة الزكاة. The thief likewise, he's going to stop stealing. طب what about the rich? Very interesting. Look at the rich. The rich. Stingy. والمعنى, the meaning that I'm looking for here, he is the one who caused the prostitute, because he was not spending, the thief to steal. Now when the rich saw that there is somebody out there, he doesn't even want the person who receives his sadaqah to know, man, what is this? He's going to start spending. So the sadaqah of this man actually fixed the whole what? The whole community. Now he's going to start spending, no more prostitutes, no more thieves in the community. Look how your sadaqah, how much your sadaqah can travel. Oh. But again, this came because what? He doesn't want to receive any, I think the word is a gratification, something like that, from people. We continue this tomorrow, inshallah. جزاكم الله خيرا. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت. أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. والحمد لله رب العالمين.